The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 28th of December, 2008. It's the birthday of Sam Levinson, born in New York City, 1911, started out as a Spanish teacher in the New York public schools, and then worked his way into the field of comedy. He was not a stand-up comedian so much as he was a storyteller, a raconteur, telling humorous stories about his childhood in New York City. Sam Levinson, who said, "Lead us not into temptation, just tell us where it is, we'll find it." It's the birthday of a novelist inspired by movies, Manuel Puig, born in the little town of General Villegas, Argentina, 1932, best known for his novel Kiss of the Spider-Woman, about a gay man who befriends a guerrilla fighter in prison by telling him the plot lines of all the movies he ever saw when he was growing up. Manuel Puig grew up in the Pampas area of Argentina, a grassy plains that many Argentines consider romantic, but which Puig himself hated. He said there was a total absence of landscape, no trees, no rain, only this grass that grows by itself, which is excellent for cattle, but not for people. The thing he loved most about his hometown was the little movie theater, which showed a different movie every day. The first movie he saw was The Bride of Frankenstein, and after that, the boy went there every night at 6 o'clock, sitting in the same seat. He saw Hitchcock and John Ford movies and Frank Capra. He said, "The movies helped me not to go crazy. You see another way of life. It doesn't matter that the way of life shown by Hollywood was phony. It helped one hope." He wrote a series of screenplays. They didn't work out. And then he started a screenplay that began with a narrator speaking in voiceover. He thought it would only go on for a few lines, but the voiceover kept on and on, never got to the action of the movie, until finally Manuel Puig realized that what he was writing was actually a novel. It was his first novel, Betrayed by Rita Hayworth, published 1968, about a boy growing up in a boring, small town who constantly fantasizes that his life is a Hollywood movie. And it's the birthday of the novelist Simon Raven, born in London, 1927, best known for his 10-volume series of novels about the British upper class called Alms for Oblivion, the first volume of which came out in 1964. Simon Raven, who said, "I've always written for a small audience consisting of people like myself, well-educated, worldly, skeptical, snobbish, and who believe that nothing and nobody is special." Here's a poem for today by Pamela Porter entitled First Snow. That last day of the year we hung upside down on the world, air hot as exhaust from the black taxis of Buenos Aires, and while roses in Park Rosedal opened their fragrant mouths like a Palestrina choir, the two of you ran to the window calling snow. From the windows of all the office towers, workers tossed the year's papers into the open air, faces serious as ice. December's memos, the first flakes, floated on the bitter wind. Windshield wipers plowed the drifts of November's announcements. October fell with the date and hour of a funeral. Then September, August, the gray decisions of July, a list of those to let go, jealous tangos of June and May set free into the azure sky. We walked the avenida in that bright disorder, the neatly tied loose ends flung open, the hoary edges of grafts flaming in the sun." A poem by Pamela Porter, First Snow, from her collection The Intelligence of Animals, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.